Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Kiddushin Daf Lamites. And at Amud Beis, the Gemara brings, in one hand, our Mishnah says that someone who does a mitzvah, mitivim lo yimarichim lo yomov and yich lasaritz, he's going to get rewarded. And on the other hand, we have a Beis that says that someone who is a tzaddik, he has more schusim than a virus, he gets punished in this world, so he's going to be able to get the reward in Olam Habo, as Rashi explains. So the Gemara answers, according to Abaye, Davdin le Yom Tov ve Yom Bish. Rashi explains that Yom Tov and Yom Bish means that Tzaddik, they will prepare him a Yom Tov lo Olam Habo by giving him punishment in this world. And a Rasha, they will prepare him a Yom Bish, a bad day in Olam Habo, by giving him reward in this world. Tosafot, on the hand, learns that Yom Tov ve Yom Bish means that there will be one day for the Tzaddik who is going to suffer a lot in order to prepare him for Olam Habo. And there will be one day for the Rasha where he's going to benefit a lot. And that will be in order to give him his reward in this world. But the rest of the time, so the Tzaddik will be in good shape and the Rasha will be in bad shape. Now this Gemara over here really includes the whole inyan of Schar Voynish, of reward and punishment, which is beyond the scope of what we speak about in Shor Machshav. So we'll focus here on one Nikudo, which is Inyan of the Yoyma. And that's how the Vilna Goyen takes in this Gemara to explain to us the din of Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin with Beis, tells us, Shloisha Sfarim Niftochim Rosh Hashanah. We have three books to open Rosh Hashanah. The Tzadikim Rishoyim, or Nichtam right away on Rosh Hashanah, and it's over. The Beinonim going from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they have 10 days. And this is very hard to understand, because according to this, first of all, Misvara comes out that the whole process of Aseres Yemei doesn't apply to Tzaddikim and Rishoyim, only to Beinonim, because only they have a process of 10 days. And in addition, as the Vilna Goyen, that the Mishnah there says Kepashtis, that everybody is Nichta Rosh Hashanah, Nichta Yom Kippur. Mashret applies to everybody. So how do you reconcile these two things? So the Vilna Goyen answers is based on Tosis there in Rosh Hashanah, that there's two dinim. There's the din Lo'ilam Habo, and there's a din Lo'ilam Hazeh. The din Lo'ilam Habo, Tzadikim and Rishoyim are Nechtav and Nechtam right away in Rosh Hashanah. And Beinonim have 10 days until they get to Yom Kippur. But Din Lo'ilam Hazeh, everybody's equal. You go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. What does the Vilna Goyen mean? There's a Din of Olam Habo and there's a Din of Olam Hazeh. What does it mean, the Din of Olam Habo every year? How does it work? So the Leshem explains, and the way many understand what the Leshem means, as Rav David Cohen Shlita brings in a Sefer Maimar HaChochmah, is that really we talk about one din. There's a din lo'ilam habo, and it applies to olam hazeh like our Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Kiddushin, Yom Tav and Yom Bish. What is Yom Tav and Yom Bish? Based on what a person needs to get an olam habo, will be his olam hazeh. Because if he's supposed to get a big reward in olam habo, so in this world we're going to punish him. And if he's supposed to get punished in olam habo, so we give him the reward in this world. It all depends on olam habo, what happens in olam hazeh. And the way the Leshem says it, it means these are the two dinim. There's a din Olam Habo, where a person belongs to Olam Habo. And then you have a din in this world, depending on Olam Habo, what exactly he's going to get in this world. But this is also very hard to understand. Because at the end of the day, it's the same din. Based on what he has in Olam Habo, we give him Olam Hazeh. Well, why is it two separate dinim? It's one big thing. And why that changes that Tzaddikim, they're nichtam right away for Olam Habo, but their Olam Hazeh, it takes 10 days. How does that go together? But the Gro explains himself more in the Kutei Gro, and it's printed also in the Yoel Or. And there the Gro quotes our Gemara, and he just adds another sentence. And then what the Goyen there says over there is very clear. The Goyen says there's a din Olam Habo every year, which reflects itself regarding Yom Tov v'Yom Bish, as our Gemara says, meaning a person deserves Olam Habo, so his Olam Hazeh will be affected based on his Olam Habo. If he's a big tzaddik, so his Olam Hazeh will be, he'll have to be punished in this world in order for him to get a pure Olam Habo. And if he's a big Rasha, so this world he has to get a big reward. But then there's another din of Olam Hazeh for the regular Olam Hazeh, not how it affects Olam Habo. Based on what we learned in Tosis, this makes a lot of sense. Because the regular Olam Hazeh means you have Yom Tov and Yom Bish, you have one day or a couple days where the tzaddik suffers a lot and the Rasha benefits a lot. But then you have the regular day to the Olam Hazeh, not the one who's affected from Olam Habo. And Beis Hashem, the next year on the daf, will explain a little bit more what happens in Olam Hazeh on its own. But this is what the Gaon is telling us. There's two dinim. There's one din that happens in Rosh Hashanah, which is the din of Olam Haba. Tzadikim and Rishayim right away are finished. Right away we know what they are. And that affects the Yom Tov and Yom Bish of this world. Because if the Tzadik gets some punishment in this world, the Rosh gets some benefit in this world. The Beinonim, they need 10 days to go through the process of the Olam Haba din. Then there's a din that everybody's exactly the same. And that's the regular day-to-day Olam Hazeh. That's something that Tzadikim, Beinonim, Rishayim, all of them have a 10 days to be judged on what's going to be the regular Olam Hazeh, not the Olam Hazeh, which is the Cheshbon of Olam Haba, the Yom Tov and Yom Bish that we just learned in our Gemara. And this really determines what we're doing, the days now in we're holding the days of Aseres and Mitzvah. Aseres and Mitzvah is the days that the entire year will be based on. The entire Olam Hazeh of this year and everything that we could be doing in this year, everybody's being judged during that this time. Everybody is Nechtav in Rosh Hashanah, Nechtav Yom Kippurim, and that's a special Inyan V'Aseres Mitzvah that applies to everybody. There's a separate din of Din Olam Haba, and that's Negeah to the Yom Tov and Yom Bish that we learn in our Sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.